sex downstream. Cause the life that lives is dead. And the wind screams, Mary. Wisdom, it whispers no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Hello and good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this broadcast of NCAA Women's Softball here on radio.dominican.edu. We've got a PacWest matchup for you here today. I'm Jeff Safford, and we've got a rematch of yesterday's doubleheader. We got the Dominican Penguins coming in with a 3-10 record facing off against the Concordia Irvine Eagles. And these two teams got together in a PacWest doubleheader yesterday, the two teams splitting the doubleheader, Dominican winning in dramatic fashion late yesterday afternoon. Torrey Johnson with a RBI single to left field that, with the help of an error, ended up being the game-winning hit for the DUs. And we're just about ready for the first pitch. Caitlin Harden in the circle, and we are underway. First pitch of the game is a strike on the outside corner, and we're about 5 minutes early, starting here at 11:55. get you the starting lineups for both teams as the inning goes along. It's Ryan Ferguson in the box, and she swings and hits one down the right field line. It's up against the wall. Throw into second base is not in time. So right off the bat, the Eagles have a runner at second with a leadoff double. That was Ryan Ferguson, who led off the game both times yesterday. First two spots in the lineup from yesterday do not change. Ryan Ferguson, Alyssa Iglesias hitting second right here. Lefty digs in. Already a runner at second right off the bat here in the top of the first for the Eagles. Here's Harden's delivery, and it's off the plate. Oh, no, it's a late called strike there by home plate umpire Sean Beaton. Frank Vietti and Rick Bishop are also in this crew. Frank Bishop at third, Rick Vietti at first. 0-1 pitch is a bunt. Coming in is Taylor Munoz, and the ball slips out of her hand. So everybody's safe as Munoz over at third had the ball slip out of her hand. Defensive alignment for the Penguins. You have Taylor Munoz at third, Katzina Reyes at short, Caitlin Cavender at second base, Haley Cheek at first. Shannon Rodriguez is in the squat doing the catching. Kaylee Bolin is in right field, Alyssa Lanza in center field, and Tori Johnson in left with Harden on the mound. Runner goes from second. It's Iglesias, and the throw is cut off by Caitlin Cavender. So Concordia seeing there, Dominican would bite, and Cavender cuts off the throw to not allow the runner to score from third base. So 1-0 the count. Runners now at second and third with nobody out here in the first. And the batter is Charlotte Foster, the shortstop. 2-0 count on Foster. She had a home run yesterday in game two, a solo home run. 2-0 pitch to her is just on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and a strike. And we've seen this crew quite a bit, this umpire crew, that is. This crew was here yesterday, and we've seen them for the majority of the year, and it seems like all of these umpires like the outside calls. 2-1 pitch is a swing, a line drive right to Reyes at short for the out. Little action in the Dominican bullpen. Moriarty getting some throws in. So maybe Dominican looking to do what they did yesterday, where they'll have Harden throw four or five innings and Moriarty come in relief. That is how Dominican approached it yesterday in game one. As after the first out, here is Amy Eilfson. Eilfson takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Foster takes a step out of the box, now back in. Eilfson, as Eilfson takes that one up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Concordia winning game one yesterday by a score of 6-0. Dominican winning in 10 innings in game two by a score of 3-2. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to Reyes. Runners stay put. Reyes throws to first. Got him. Two away. Good job by Reyes to freeze the runners there. Nobody scores. And now there are two away in the inning. And here is Hannah Miller, the designated player. Miller takes one on the inside corner, called strike one. We saw this yesterday from Harden with Concordia threatening early in the first inning, but Harden was able to get out of that jam. Let's see if he can do it again here. 0-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, almost the same location. 0-2. So Harden now way ahead in the count. 0-2 does have that open base at first. So she can definitely play around with the location here to try to get Miller to chase. 0-2 pitch coming. It's a swing and a grounder foul up against the backstop. Still 0-2, top of the first, no score here at Penguin Field. Harden sets and throws. Way outside, missed with a breaking ball, 1-2. Looking to go out of the zone, but pretty easy take there for Hannah Miller, the junior designated player in today's game. Righty with the gets hit on the side of the arm. There looks like her left arm gets hit, and a bad break there for Harden, who was still ahead in the count, 1-2 there, and definitely loses a hitter there with Miller. And Shannon Rodriguez will go out and have a word. As one thing that's worth mentioning with Miller is she was crowding the plate with her stance. And she really didn't move that much to get out of the way. But, hey, I always wonder why players don't do that more often. Just take one for the team. I mean, it's an easy 90 feet. Just take it. I guess softball, we're not talking 90 feet. That's baseball, where the distance between the baselines are 90 feet. And here is Jasmine Dresser, the center fielder, speedy center fielder, but played a big role offensively yesterday for Concordia. First pitch to her, breaking ball in there for strike one on the outer half. Dresser always kind of shows bunt, but as we talked about yesterday, it's just for timing purposes on her swing. She's not actually thinking about bunting. 0-1 pitch is swung on and ripped foul. Kind of over by Moriarty. She looked a little bit scared as that ball was kind of coming her way. It was hit pretty hard, so can tell why she's a little bit nervous about that one, but she's all right. 0-2 count on Dresser. Here it comes, and it is a swing and a line drive into the hole, base hit left field. Coming in to score is one run, and right behind her is Iglesias. She slides in safely, and it's 2-0 Eagles. It was Ferguson and Iglesias who both score on the base knock, and on the play, also moving up to second is Miller. Hannah Miller moves up to second. So another big hit from Jasmine Dresser makes it 2-0 Eagles early on. First pitch in this at-bat is kind of hit off the end of the bat down the left field line, foul ball. Lauren Rodriguez in the box now, catching, and we're going to have another conference at the mound, as looks like the entire Dominican infield has made their way into the circle. Again, Jasmine Dresser comes up big again. She had a 2-RBI double yesterday, a 2-RBI single here today. That 2-RBI double yesterday came in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. And Dresser comes up big again. And she has proved to be a big RBI contributor here in the last 2 days. 0-1 pitches swung on and chopped over to Reyes. She'll go the long way to Cheek, and that will end the inning. But Concordia gets off to a good start here in the first. They score 2 runs on that big RBI single by Dresser, which gives this defense and their pitching staff a good start. And the Concordia pitching was very impressive yesterday. Actually kept Dominican off the board for 13 straight innings combined of the two games. Made it all the way to the 7th inning of game 2 before Dominican was finally able to break through and get on the board. And they did so in very unlikely fashion with a pinch hitter who came off the bench. I mentioned it yesterday, it was Darlene Dennis. She hadn't played an inning the entire day, came up cold, and early in the count was able to launch one over the left field wall. Even more unlikely, that was the first home run here at home for the Penguins, as the top three hitters coming up again for the Penguins will be Torrey Johnson, Caitlin Cavender, and Munoz will be the Taylor Munoz will be the three hitters coming up. And they are facing a an opponent that they are now familiar with, as starting pitcher today here in game one is Grayson Harvey. And Harvey, she threw great yesterday, threw a complete game shutout for Concordia in game one in that 6-0 victory, and definitely is a power pitcher. She will try to blow you away with her heat, and she's got strikeout stuff as well. She's 9-0 on the season. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with their pitching after Harvey, as Beth Ann McCann, their other main starting pitcher, Johnson takes a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. But McCann threw all 10 innings of game two yesterday, over 120 pitches thrown. So you got to think that she's probably sitting on ice today. And we did not see any other pitchers besides Harvey or McCann yesterday, as the 0-1 pitch is fouled down the right field line by Johnson. It's 0-2. Mentioned Cavender. On deck as Johnson fouls another one off, and Munoz in the hole. Defensively for Concordia, we'll have Ferguson in center in left field, Dresser in center field, and Iglesias in right. That's your outfield. 0-2 pitch coming. It's a swing and another foul by Johnson, who was the hero yesterday in game two. We have continuing defense. Eilfson is at first. Fierstein is at second base. Howell is at third. Foster at short. So that's your infield. And Harvey on the mound. 0-2 pitch again is up and inside, this time to Johnson. It's 1-2. Johnson has fouled a number of pitches off in this at-bat, still 1-2. This pitch misses up high again. It's 2-2 to Torrey Johnson. Johnson had a pretty good day yesterday, swinging the bat in both games for the DUs. 2-2 pitches, swung on and missed. Torrey Johnson way out in front of that pitch and goes down on strikes for the first out of the first inning for the DUs. As here is Cavender. As Cavender steps in, here's the first pitch to the lefty. Shows bunt. Did she held up? I believe so. Yes, she did. Ball one. Pitch was up high and inside. Now they'll appeal to third base. And Rick Bishop says no. So Cavender ahead 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Looks to bunt again, and pitch misses upstairs once again. So it's 2-0, almost the same location. But Cavender looking to bunt, and corner infielder's not playing super shallow. Cavender does not show bunt this time. Lets it go by high once again. 3-0 on Cavender. So Harvey really trying to go upstairs, and Cavender is not biting. 3-0 pitch. Cavender will probably take all the way. Pitch is outside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk for Caitlin Cavender, and that's the first base runner for the Penguins. And here's Taylor Munoz. Cavender, a pretty good runner at second base. First pitch to Munoz, a swung on him, popped up. Foul territory behind the plate. Rodriguez gives chase, but it's well into the seats. No balls, one strike, and mentioned this yesterday, Penguin Field really does not have very much foul ground behind the plate whatsoever. 0-1 pitch on its way. It's a swing and another foul shot straight back. 0-2. As corner infielders are playing pretty shallow, more shallow than they were for Cavender, and she was showing bunt. 0-2 pitches. Swung on, popped up again, foul. Almost straight back. Umpire calls time. Looks like he needed a few new balls, and that looks like what the case was. He's back in position now. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Munoz is down on strikes. That's Harvey's second K of the inning. Seeing a little bit of deja vu with Harvey yesterday. She had swing and miss stuff all day yesterday. And here is Caitlin Harden. Hitting cleanup today, and she swings and misses. Runner goes. Slide down to second is in time. They got him. Cavender is left out to hang at second base, and that is going to end the inning. So after the end of one, the Eagles are leading. Unlike yesterday, in both games, both offenses got off to a pretty slow start. But yes, but today the Eagles come out right away, 2-0 here in the first inning. And for the Penguins, they got one runner on, but was caught stealing, and was really a nice play by Rodriguez behind the play to throw her out. It will be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters coming up for the Eagles here in the second inning. So Fjorsten, Howell, and Ferguson for Concordia Irvine, who comes in with a 17-2 record. Came in yesterday 16-1, split the doubleheader. You got this game one here this afternoon, and then game two scheduled start for 2 o'clock here at Penguin Field. But, of course, that time is not set in stone, as the start time for game two will depend on when this one gets finished. But we did start a few minutes early here today at Penguin Field. We started around 11:55. And that's a case of both coaches getting together, and they both are saying, hey, we're ready to go, we're ready to play. And I mean, it makes sense that both teams would be pretty warm after playing 17 innings of ball yesterday. As Furstein will step into the box, the second baseman against Harden in the circle. First pitch to her is down and away, misses for ball one. As Harden will look to have a comeback inning from inning number one, where she allowed two hits and also hit a batter. It's a swing and a foul. This time down the left field line. Munoz picks it up, throws it back to Harden. One ball and one strike. Howell on deck. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's a swing and a line drive, base hit into center field. Lonza will play it on the second hop, and another leadoff runner aboard for Concordia. And here is Howell. Hannah Howell. Howell hitting right-handed. Runner on first. Harden comes to the plate. And it is swung on and ripped down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Coming around third and going for third, and they might have her at third, and they do. Nice throw from Tori Johnson in left field. Guns down. Fuhrstein trying to stretch the play to third, and she's out at third base for the first out of the inning. Moving up to second on the play was Hannah Howell, so give her credit for the hit. And there's a swing, and a ball hits a left field by Ferguson. Coming over to her right is Johnson, and she makes the catch in medium-depth left field for the second out of the inning. Ferguson, who hit the double to lead off the first, is retired on one pitch here in the second inning. And here's Iglesias. As Iglesias reached on the error by Munoz in the first, where the ball slipped out of her hand. Pitches hit a little Texas leaguer to left. Coming in and making the play, though, is Tori Johnson on that little blooper, and that's going to end the inning. So Harden gets out of the jam here in the second, doesn't allow any more runs to come across, and we're going to head to the bottom of the second inning. Eagles still leading by two by a score of 2-0. So the Penguins, again, escape another inning where the deficit gets bigger. And anytime you're facing a team as good as Concordia, you know, the longer you can stay in the game, the more confidence you're going to gain and the more you're going to be able to figure out what Harvey is throwing. Dominican probably has a pretty good idea of what Harvey wants to do, having just seen her yesterday. But there's never a game that's exactly the same from one game to the next. And Harvey has started off very well. She already has a couple of strikeouts. And for the Penguins, they'll look to get something going here with the middle part of the order, as Harden will step up into the box. 4, 5, and 6 coming up. Harden was at the plate in the first inning, but Cavender was caught stealing for second base, so she will get another chance to hit here to lead off the second inning against Harvey. Double H, Harvey versus Harden. Here's the first pitch. Up high, misses for a ball. So Double H, Harvey and Harden, and both are pitchers, as they also went to battle against each other yesterday as well. So complete repeat of yesterday. 1-0 swing and a miss off a pitch that was off the plate away. As the weather today, definitely more of an overcast sky than what we had yesterday. 1-1 pitch coming. Here it is. It's way in the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. That pitch landed almost on top of home plate. 2-1 the count. Katzina Reyes and then Rodriguez in the hole. As this pitch is on the inside for a strike, 2-2. There's a swing and a foul back. This one is going to end up in the trees behind the Concordia dugout. Still 2-2 on Harden. Here it comes, and it is, oh, man, that was close. That pitch was right on the inside. I thought Harden was going down on strikes looking there, but called the ball on the inside. Full count pitch. Here it comes. Swung and cued out towards second base, and that's going to get into center field for a base hit. So Harden hit that one off the end of the bat, but was able to go up the middle with it and hit it to a spot where Fuhrstein just couldn't get to it. So Harden reaches. That's the first hit of the day for the Penguins. and it comes from the leadoff hitter. So here is Reyes with a runner on first and nobody out here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is Reyes shows bunt, pops it up, and it's going to be caught by Rodriguez, the catcher, right in the left-handed batter's box for the first out. And that does not get the job done for the Penguins. And here is Shannon Rodriguez, the catcher. Catcher here in game one, as she was yesterday, and she cuts and misses at a pitch above the belt. She was way behind it. Blew that fastball right by her. About letter high. It's a classic kill pitch in both baseball and softball. 0-1 pitch, swung and foul back at another fastball. That one was about letter high. Harvey was trying to go back up there again, but left it a little bit more over the plate, and Rodriguez makes contact. 0-2. Harden, the runner at first, with average speed. 0-2 pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch there from Harvey. Sends Rodriguez down looking on strikes, and there's two away. So a leadoff single for the Penguins, and then two quick outs. And here is Ginn, the designated player in today's game. Ginn played some third base yesterday. First pitch to her in this at-bat. Breaking ball just missed upstairs. That one looked pretty good, but must have just missed upstairs. One ball, no strikes is the count. Here's the 1-0. It is on the inside, strike two. So it's one ball and one strike. Ginn in the box, and Bolin would hit next. And Ginn cuts and misses at a pitch up above the belt. Makes it 1-2. Bolin would hit next if Ginn can reach. One, two pitch coming. Swing and a miss on a pitch off the plate away. Ends the inning. Harvey has got four strikeouts already through two innings. And we're going to head to the third with the Eagles leading by a score of 2-0. I'd like to remind everybody that you're listening to Penguin Softball here on radio.dominican.edu, NCAA Division II Women's Softball. This PacWest matchup is in the third inning. I'm Jeff Safford here with you again here from Penguin Field. And this will be the last game here at home for the DUs for a while, as they will head off to Hawaii after this, playing Chaminade, BYU, Hawaii. Hawaii Hilo. It's pretty common for teams when they make the Hawaii trip that they play all the teams in Hawaii all at once. Obviously, it's not as easy as, you know, loading up the Suburban to go over to the Hawaiian Islands. Takes a lot of planning and a lot of airfare prices and all that, and so they'll make that road trip coming up. The next time we'll see them here at home will be in the month of March, even though we're just a few days from the start of that. Seems hard to believe. So the Penguins will try to look and make the best out of playing these two games here on their home field, the friendly confines of Dominican University of California, as to lead off the inning will be Charlotte Foster for Concordia here in the third. It will be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, so heart of the order coming up here in the third, as Harden is ready now, back in the circle, and fires the first pitch in a swing and a ground ball. Munoz at third has it, comes up and fires to first, and that's out number one. So one pitch, one out. Foster is retired. And here's Amy Eilfson. Eilfson steps in. She's 0 for 1, grounded out to shortstop her first time up in the first. First pitch to her is a swing and a high pop-up. Down the left field line will make its way out of play. So 0-1 the count. One out, nobody aboard here in the third inning. Eagles put two on the board in the top of the first and still lead 2-0. 0-1 pitch is swung and grounded over to Reyes. Reyes dives from her knees, not in time. Great play by Katzina Reyes to block it and tried to throw her out from her knees. Just couldn't quite get enough on the throw to get it over to first. But heck of a stop there by Reyes. Eilfson will get credit for the infield hit. And here's Hannah Miller. First pitch to Miller, swung and fouled down the left field line. Lands on top of the shed right behind the batting cages here down the left field line. 0-1. O-1 pitch is a little bit up and inside. 1-1. Swing and a chopper foul on the 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez knocked it down. 1-2 now the count. One out. Eilfson on first. Miller. Here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled down the left field line. Excuse me. Miller was hit by a pitch in her first at bat in the first. And she was hit in the exact count that it is right now, sitting at 1-2. Which ended up being a big play because Dresser came up and hit the 2 RBI. Doubles this ball, gets away from Rodriguez. Moving up to second is Eilfson, and it's 2-2. As I continue what I was saying, is after that hit by pitch, Dresser had a 2 RBI single. So Harden losing Miller in the first ended up really coming back to bite her. 2-2 pitch coming now from Harden. Right here. And there's a ball fouled down the left field line out of play. So Miller is fighting away here in the first. The third. You're in the top of the third. 2-2 pitch coming. Swing and a ground ball hit to Munoz. That's a foul ball called very late by home plate umpire Sean Beaton. So we'll reset and do it again. So that old chopper was hit right down the third base line, but was just foul. 2-2 pitch, here it comes. Swing and another line drive foul down the left field line. Still 2-2. Miller still battling here in this at-bat. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses off the plate away. 3-2 now on Miller. So Miller has worked it to a 3-2 count here after fouling off some pitches. And here is the payoff. And it's a swing and a high fly ball. Foul ball down the left field line. Could be playable, and Johnson's going to run out of room. As the ball ended up towards the Dominican bullpen. So going to reset, do it again. Another 3-2 is on its way. Runner still at second base. 3-2 pitch. swung and fouled again down the left field line. As almost every foul ball by Miller here has been to the left side. As Harden is really laboring here against Miller. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a little Texas leaguer into center field. Lonza coming in, she can't get it. Stopping at third is Eilfson, and now there are runners at the corners with one out. As Miller wins the battle with a little soft blooper into left center field. And here's Dresser. And Christian Romero, number 17, will come in to pinch run at first base. So Miller will not be running here, and Romero will take her place. She made a couple appearances in the games yesterday doing just this, pinch running. And here's Dresser, who has another opportunity to pick up an RBI. First pitch to her is in the dirt, and it gets by Rodriguez. And the runner at third stays put, but moving up on the play is Romero. So there are now runners at second and third for Concordia. One out in the inning. Pitch was in the dirt to Dresser. So it's one ball and no strikes. One oh pitch from Harden. Here it is. Inside, and it hit her. Dresser is hit by a pitch, looks like on her thigh, her left thigh. So Dresser is aboard, and now the bases are loaded. And here is Rodriguez, the catcher. She grounded out to shortstop her first time up, 0 for 1. Harden throws with the bases loaded. The runners both all take leads off. After Harden throws that, the pitch was fouled off. 1-0-1. Excuse me, 0-1, not 1-1. One out in the inning. Inning started off with a ground ball to third. This one is cued towards center field, and it's going to get down. One run will score easily, but that's it. Eilfson scores, and Rodriguez has an RBI single, and it's 3-0 Eagles. So two soft line drives have done a lot of damage here in the third, and the Eagles aren't done yet. Still have the bases loaded, one out, one run on the board. As here's Fierstein. First pitch to her is fouled off down the left field line, out of play. No balls in one strike now. So Romero, the lead runner, at third. Dresser at second base. And Rodriguez, the runner, now at first. 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. Hooking, foul. Ball hit pretty well there, but hooked, foul. 0-2 now, and Harden would love to force a pop-up or a strikeout right here, ahead, way ahead in the count. There is a force at every base, and if you see a ground ball hit right to somebody, there's a good chance the Penguins will try to come home to get the runner at the plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's way off the plate away. Rodriguez able to get in front of it, 1-2. As Harden in a jam, looking to limit the damage here in the third. 1-2 pitch coming, and it's a little ball hit to Cavender. She will come straight home and throws it offline, so Romero scores. Cavender had the chance to make that throw to home, but threw it offline, threw it to the right of home plate. Rodriguez had to come off the base just to stop it. And so another run comes in. It's now 4-0. And Weir, as looks like Coach Byrne has made her way to the pitching mound, she's going to make a change, the circle, as looks like Ashlyn Moriarty, number 9, is going to be coming in. So an early change here for the Penguins. Moriarty will come in a bases-loaded situation. Only one out. Two runs have been put up on the board here in the top of the third inning, and it's 4-0 Eagles. And Moriarty's job is to not let this lead get any bigger for Concordia. As we've seen multiple times this season with the Penguins, is that a lot of times they will let games get away from them, at least thus far this season, in the games that they have lost. They've let games get away from them by allowing these big innings where crooked numbers get put up on the board. And two runs already across, and a 4-0 deficit is not a deficit that is, you know, unthinkable that you could come back from. Absolutely, it's possible, but when you start thinking 6-0, 7-0, that's the type of deficit that makes it extremely difficult to come back from. It's Moriarty's first pitch is a chopper to Reyes. Reyes will go to first. Another run coming in to score. That's Dresser coming in to score. They do get one out at first for the second out, but it is 5-0. After that ground ball. As we're back to the top of the lineup now, here's Ferguson. Ferguson swings at the first pitch, pops one up. Moriarty gets called off by Harden, who moved over to first base. She makes the play, and that will end the inning. So the Penguins allow 3 runs to score in that inning. Now lead 5-0. But Moriarty does do a good job of getting 2 quick outs and limiting the damage. All of the runs will be charged to Harden. So she goes 2 1/3, allows 5 runs for Dominican. And now it'll be up to Moriarty and the bullpen to finish this game out. And for Harvey, she now will have a very important shutdown inning here for Concordia. They are leading by a score of 5-0 now, but you always want to see a pitcher have a shutdown inning after the home team scores a couple of runs. I shouldn't say home team, your team scores a couple of runs. For the DUs, they will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters coming to the plate here in the 8th inning. Bolin will lead things off, followed by Lanza and then Torrey Johnson in the top of the order. Facing Harvey, Dominican has had 2 base runners so far, had a walk in the first and a single in the second inning. As Bolin steps in, Bolin was in there and pops one up towards second base. Calling off the shortstop Howell is Feuerstein. She makes the catch. A little bit of almost a collision there, but no harm, no foul. It was actually Eilfson who made the catch, who came all the way over from first base to make that catch. And here's Lanza. And Lanza hits a comebacker right to Harvey on the first pitch, and she is out. So two pitches, two outs for Harvey here in the third inning. And we're back to the top of the lineup now for the Penguins. Here's Tori Johnson. Johnson struck out in the first. She's 0 for 1. First pitch from Harvey is swung on and a cue ball hit to left field. Ferguson's got it, and that's going to end the inning. So three pitches, three outs here in the third inning, and it's 5-0 after the end of three. Penguins have put three zeros on the board, and Harvey is cruising again here at Penguin Field. You are listening to NCAA Division II Women's Softball here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm Jeff Safford with you guys. Very, I would say, pretty temperate day. Nice day for softball. Not too warm, not too cold. The clouds, the high clouds, have been kind of slowly building as the afternoon has gotten along. The sun pretty much completely blocked out by those high clouds. Moriarty is back out there to throw another inning of work. The Penguins are in their alternate uniforms today, wearing their gray uniforms with the black lettering and yellow trim. Concordia in their whites today, their white uniform with the yellow pants, green and white trim. So both teams mixing up their uniforms a little bit here today. Penguins were in their whites yesterday. Penguins have three different uniforms. They have a white uni, a black uni, and a white uniform. Black uni, white uni, and gray as the ones they're wearing today. Excuse me. As coming up here to start the fourth is Iglesias. 2-3-4 hitters. She shows bunt, tries to lay it down, misses it, however, so that's 0-1 count now on Iglesias. Iglesias is already 0-2. Reached on an error and popped up to the left fielder in the second. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Iglesias takes one upstairs. 2-1. Flip-flopped it. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's a swing and a ball that misses inside. 3-1. Pitch, here it comes. Swing and a ball hit right to Moriarty. Moriarty throws to Harden at first, and that's a comebacker, 1-3. Here's Foster now. She'll step into the box. She's 0-2. Lined out to 6 in the first, and grounded out to third, her last time up in the third inning. Moriarty fires. That pitch is in the dirt, misses, 1-0. Moriarty, this is her first inning where she'll start from start to finish. Came in relief in the middle of the last inning. 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside. Foster doesn't like the call, but looked to me like it hit right on the outside corner. Even count, 1-1, here it comes. Breaking ball, just missed outside. 2-1. As that pitch almost looked like it was in the same location, but it was a call to ball this time. 2-1 pitch, here it comes. Swing and a ball hit sharply to left, but right to Tori Johnson, and that's the second out. Ball hit right on a line, but Johnson didn't hardly have to move at all. She was in perfect position to make the play. Two outs.
Now batting number 22, Amy Eilifson.
Here's Eilifson. Eilfson is 1-for-2. Reached on an infield single last time up. And she grounds one to Reyes. Reyes comes up on the second half, makes the throw to Harden, and that's going to end the inning. So, quick half inning for Moriarty. Here in the fourth, it is a 5-0 ball game. Here, the Eagles out on top. Score 2 runs in the first and 3 in the third. Pretty good crowd again here at Penguin Field. The barbecue gang is here. They're out in left field. And we got a couple of Penguin athletes out here supporting the softball team as well. See the star center for the victorious Penguins from last night, Josh Ramirez, is here. Penguins won against Fresno Pacific last night, the men's. And with the win, they clinched a spot to the PacWest tournament. So congrats to them. They'll be the sixth seed, taking on Cal Baptist next Thursday down in Irvine. And the women already had clinched a spot in the tournament before the game against Fresno, but they won yesterday as well. Taylor Deneau led the team in scoring with 21. So they finished their regular season at 18-10. And the number 5 seed in the PacWest tournament. So both of them heading to Irvine. So that's pretty cool for the DUs. And Danny Weathered will look in that game to break the 1,000-point mark in her career. So close to 1,000 points. She's played only in 2 years at DU as well. So very impressive for her, as both Matt Hayes and Christopher Schwartz Emiston have eclipsed the 1,000-point mark on the men's side. As we are back to softball here, 2-3-4 hitters coming up. Here's Kate Cavender. Kate Cavender takes one on the outside from Harvey, strike one. Cavender walked in her first at-bat in the first inning. 0-1 pitches, bunt attempt to third. Chavez comes up with it and makes the throw for the out. So Chavez, who started at catcher yesterday, she's in there now at third, coming in there for Howell. Howell was taken out earlier in the game for a pinch runner. So Munoz is retired, and Cavender is retired, and Munoz in the box right now takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. Munoz struck out in her first at bat in the third. She slaps one down the light field line, out of play. Hit one a bit off the bat. Caitlin Harden is in the on-deck circle, who moved from pitcher to first after Moriarty came in to pitch. Check swing by Munoz, tipped foul right at the plate, 1-2 now, as Harvey, who already has 4 strikeouts today, Munoz with 1 strikeout of her own, looking for number 5 on the day and a second for Munoz. Here's the 1-2, it's swinging, line drive, and it is going to fall into left field, and it's going to get by Ferguson. Coming around second is Munoz. She slides in safely with a double. So Munoz hits one on a line down the left field line. Easily the most squared up ball we've seen today by this offense, and the Penguins trailing by 5, looking to get back into it here in the fourth. We'll see how they score that, as Ferguson let the ball get by her. We'll see if they charge him with an error. Here's Harden. Harden fouls one straight back. She was right on it. Pitch a little bit on the inside part of the plate. 0-1 count. Harden singled in her first at bat in the second inning. Fastball just missed off the plate away. Ball one. Got a little bit of a smile from Harvey. I think she thought that was a strike. One pitch, here it comes. Misses upstairs and in. 2-1. Harvey sitting at the 40 pitch mark. Should say 39. This will be her 40th pitch coming up right here. 2-1 to Harden is inside. Misses 3-1. And Harden in control this at bat now. Harvey does have that open base at first if she wants to put her on to create the force. Reyes is on deck. 3-1 pitch coming. Here it is. Misses upstairs and away. Ball four. So Harden gets aboard, and now two runners on for the Penguins here with one out in the bottom of the fourth.
Now batting number 11, Caritza Reyes.
And here's Reyes. Reyes hit a pop-up and foul ground to the catcher in her first at-bat. She's 0 for 1. Takes a strike on the inside. No call ball there by home plate umpire. Pitch was right on the inside at the knees, but just missed. One ball, no strikes. Harvey working quick, and here's a fly ball hit to shallow right. Iglesias coming in, and she makes the catch in shallow right field for the second out. So two pop-ups and two at-bats for Reyes so far. She's 0 for 2. And now it's up to Shannon Rodriguez with two outs to try to put the Penguins on the board. And hits one into the gap between short and third. Foster to her left. Makes a throw to third, and they've got the force out. Lead runner Munoz is out, so that will end the frame. We're through four innings here at Penguin Field, and the Penguins are trailing by a score of 5-0 as we head into the fifth inning. As Penguins have struggled to see Harvey, it seems at times. That was easily the most promising inning the Penguins had had, but were unable to capitalize and get any runs to cross the plate. Moriarty, with that big smile, will go back out into the circle. She always seems to be smiling, at least this season. Always seems to have a smile on her face, and we've seen that from a couple of pitchers as in this staff. Yesterday, talked to bring up a great pitching performance. Catafias, who threw some great pitching in relief yesterday. Watching her on the mound in between innings, she was smiling, kind of dancing with the pregame music a little bit, staying loose. And Penguins are trail here 5-0, but it's always good to see your players playing loose and not too tight, and, you know, makes it easier for them to be successful, I guess you could say. As for the Concordia Irvine Eagles, they will head into the fifth with their 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming to the dish. Miller, Dresser, and Rodriguez. First pitch from Moriarty. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Miller is on for one. She was hit by a pitch in the first and then had that marathon at bat, which ended at a single in the third. Cuts and misses at the 0-1 pitch down below the knees. 0-2 now on Miller. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low and away. Got past Rodriguez. Nobody aboard, though, so no harm, no foul there on the pass ball. 1-2. Moriarty looking to put another zero up on the board for the DUs. 1-2 is off the plate away, missed with a breaking ball. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right to Moriarty. She's got it. Throws to Harden for the easy putout. Ball was hit pretty sharply there by Miller, but right to Moriarty. It was almost like it had like a little tracking device that went straight to her glove. So Miller is retired.
Now batting number 30, Jasmine Dresser.
And here's Jasmine Dresser. Dresser is 1-for-1, and she takes a strike on the outside. Another off-speed pitch there from Moriarty, and it's 0-1. Dresser had the two RBI hit in the first innings that got the Eagles on the board. Reached and scored a run in the third when she was hit by a pitch. Swinging a ground ball at Cavender, to her left, makes the throw to Harden. That's the second out of the inning, as Dresser is retired for the first time today. And here is Rodriguez. Is Moriarty looking for a clean inning?
Now batting number 10, Lauren Rodriguez.
Here is Rodriguez. Rodriguez catching. Single lunar last at bat in the third. Cuts and misses, was way out in front. Moriarty using that breaking ball here early in the count. And these Concordia hitters don't know what to do with it. They are way out in front of that thing. 0-1 pitch, here it comes. Swing and a chopper. Munoz has got it on the second hop. Throws a long throw to Harden. She reaches out, makes the catch at first, and that will end the inning. Nice play by Harden to stay on the bag. That was a long throw by Munoz, almost the longest throw that you can make on the diamond. And Harden was able to bring it in. So we're through 4.5. This game moving along pretty quickly here at Penguin Field. We're just about an hour into this game, and we're already through 4.5. And part of that, of course, is from the success of Harvey out there on the mound. She has pitched pretty well, but Moriarty has also done a good job after having to come in the middle of the third inning with Harden struggling a little bit. And she has put a couple zeros on the board, as all of the runs that were scored in the third, they put three on the board in the third, two in the first, the Eagles, that is. All of those runs will be charged to Harden. And for the Penguins, it'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters coming up here in the fifth. Ginn, Bolin, and Lanza coming up. I always see that number 9 slide and almost think of that, though, the way the Penguins use it with Lanza, as almost like the top of the order anyway. She is not your typical number 9 hitter.
Now batting number 28, Emily Jim.
Here is first pitch from Harvey, and it's a swing and a foul back. Jin struck out in her first at-bat in the second inning. Harvey still sitting on 4 strikeouts. She had 4 strikeouts in her first 2 innings of work. She's not had another one since. But the Penguins also haven't had a base runner. Check that, they have had a couple. 1-1 pitch was thrown, and it was a strike. So it is now 1-1 on the Dominican double designated player, as Bolin in the on-deck circle. Swing and another pop-up foul straight back. 1-2. As You're just sitting enjoying another Sunday afternoon here at Penguin Field. 1-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Swinging a chopper to Foster in the hole. Makes a strong throw from deep shortstop. Impressive play there by Foster. Gets the runner. So one out here for the Penguins in the first, and here's Bowling.
Now batting number one, Healy Bowling.
Bowling hit a pop-up to left field in her first at-bat. She's 0 for 1. Takes the ball here outside off the plate away, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Bolin on a bunt attempt. Pitch came way inside, fouled it off. Tough break there for Bolin as she tried to get out of the way, but it just made contact with her bat. You know, you think there's a higher probability of her getting hit on the hand or the forearm in a ball like that, but it ended up going off her bat. Here's the 1-1. Bolin swings and hits a high fly ball into right center field. Going back and making the play is Iglesias in right center field. That ball had some carry on it, but stays in the park, and there's two outs. And here is Lanza now. Lanza, 0 for 1. She hit a comebacker to Harvey her first time up. First pitch to the slap hitter is up high. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Lanza, left-handed slap specialist. 1-0 pitch to Lanza is a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Harvey to paint the black. It's one ball and one strike. Harvey, two hits allowed through 4 2/3. Has walked two batters, as that pitch was also a called strike on the outside to Lanza. It's 1-2. Tori Johnson in the on-deck circle if Lanza can reach. 1-2 pitch coming to Lanza. It's a swing and a soft ground ball to Chavez at first. Makes the throw to first. Eilfson had to make a little bit of a stretch, but she stays on the bag, and that's going to end the fifth. Heading into the sixth inning, Eagles still cruising right along, up 5-0 as we head into the sixth inning. You're listening to Penguin Softball here on radio.dominican.edu. Jeff Safford. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As the Penguins are having trouble once again getting something going offensively against Harvey, as she was fabulous yesterday as well, and she has shut down this Penguin lineup once again. She is, if you want to count yesterday, she's thrown 12 scoreless innings in a row against this Penguin team, including yesterday, which is, that's some ownage right there. And you're talking 12 innings in a row, that's a lot. And that's got to be tough for the psyche of an offense when you know this pitcher has got your number and she is just blowing these hitters away so far. Concordia offensively will look to add on here in the sixth. They'll have their 8-9-1 hitters coming up to the dish.
Now batting number one, Megan Furstein.
So it's Furstein, Howell, and Ferguson will be the hitters coming to the plate. Furstein is 1-for-2, reached on an error by Cavender in the third. Play where Cavender throwed the ball home, but to try to get an out at the plate, but had a wide throw. 1-0 pitch on its way. It's swinging a ground ball hit to Reyes, and she'll make the throw to first hard enough to come off the bag and make a tag, but they still get the runner. Good play by Harden that time. Bails out Reyes on the throw that went up the line. So there's one out. And here is Chavez now. Chavez, this is her first at bat. Came in earlier for Howell, who was pinch run. Took out for a pinch runner. 1-0 pitch to Chavez. Breaking ball in there. Strike one on the inside. Ferguson is due up next in the on-deck circle. 1-1 pitch from Moriarty is swung and grounded to Munoz, knocks it down, throws to first, and it is in time for the out. Good job by Munoz as that ball was hit right down the third baseline, was able to get to it, knocked it down, didn't panic, made the throw in time. Retires Chavez, and here is Ryan Ferguson. Ferguson led off the game with a double, has popped up in her last two at-bats, one to left and one to the second baseman. She's 1-for-3. Took the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It is ground ball hit up the middle. Cavender to her left makes a throw, and it is not in time. Cavender had to go way towards the second base bag just to block that ball. Couldn't get enough on that throw to get it over to second to first base, so Ferguson reaches on the infield single. And here's Iglesias. Iglesias reached on an error in the first, but is 0-for-3. Grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth inning. Fouled one off the first pitch of the at-bat. It's 0-1. Here's the pitch from Moriarty. Runner goes. Rodriguez throws down to second. Not in time. So Ferguson steals the base. Good throw there by Rodriguez as it was right on the second base bag, but just not quite in time to get the speedy Ferguson. Pitch was called a strike, so it is 0-2 now on Iglesias. Left-handed hitter. Swings and hits a chopper to Harden. She will take it herself to the bag, and that's going to end the top of the sixth. So we're going to head into the middle of the sixth inning. Penguins still trailing by 5, but Moriarty has done a good job of putting the brakes on this Concordia offense and has kept them quiet through 3 2/3 innings. And the Penguins, as they head into the bottom of the sixth, will try to break up this streak that Harvey's got going against their offense. Like I mentioned, 12 straight scoreless innings for Harvey in the last 2 days. Pitched a complete game shutout, 7-inning game, and a 6-0 victory yesterday in game one of this doubleheader, and has 5 scoreless innings on the books so far here today and is out there for the sixth. And for Concordia, they've only used 2 pitchers in the last 2 days, where Dominican has used 4. So double the amount of arms used for the Penguins. It was Goodner and Harden were the 2 starters yesterday, and then Catafias and Moriarty have both appeared in relief. And really, Harden is the only pitcher that this Concordia team has really squared up, as all 3 of the rest of those pitchers have all pitched great over the last 2 days. As here is Torrey Johnson leading things off. Top of the lineup coming up here for DU. 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Johnson is 0-for-2. took a pitch off the plate away that time for a ball. 1-0. Cavender and Munoz also due up for the DUs. 1-0 pitch coming. It's swinging a ground ball up the middle. Tipped off Harvey's glove. Throw to first in time. Got him. Fierstein makes the play at second base as the ball tipped off Harvey's glove. Slowed it down a little bit. Thought maybe Johnson would be able to beat it out, but just couldn't quite get down there quick enough. So that's the first out of the sixth. So I guess you would say that's 1-4-3. Here is Cavender. Cavender is 0-for-1. She reached on a walk in the first, grounded out to third the last time up, and shoots one down the left field line. Going to her left is Ferguson, and she makes the catch in foul ground down the left field line for the second out of the inning. And here is Munoz.
Now batting number 21, Taylor Munoz.
Taylor Munoz made some good contact in her last at-bat, hit a double down the left field line. First pitch to her here is upstairs, misses, ball one. She also has a strikeout, so she is 1-for-2. Munoz, Harden on deck if Munoz can get on base. 1-0 pitch from Harvey is upstairs and away, 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Penguins looking to get some two-out magic going here. And Munoz hits one high and deep to left center in the park. Ferguson underneath it. She makes the catch in deep left center field. But that is going to end the sixth inning. And we're going to head to the seventh, folks. This game is just flying along as the Eagles trail, leading 5-0, and Harvey now with 13 consecutive scoreless for the Eagles. And it's just, that has been the story so far, as Harden didn't quite have her best stuff early on. Concordia was able to jump on her early, scored some runs, got out to a lead, and the rest has been Harvey since then. As Moriarty has shut up the bats for Concordia, it's just been a matter of Harvey being so dominant, the Penguins have not been able to sniff at a comeback to this point and have three outs remaining to cut into that deficit. And Harvey has just been cruising along. It's almost been like this game is, you know, their chances are going away without the Penguins even realizing it. It's like, boom, the inning's over in a blink of an eye. And it's almost like the Penguin offense doesn't realize that, hey, this is the end of the game here. We've got three outs left to score five runs, and they find themselves behind here. And part of it, too, is Moriarty's kept the game moving real quick on her end as well. So these innings have just been flying by. And sometimes you can kind of lose track of time, as this game is just over an hour long, and we're already in the last inning.
Now batting number 11, Charlotte Foster.
As Charlotte Foster will lead things off as we get things going here in the seventh. Foster is 0-for-3. She takes a strike on the outside for Moriarty. First at-bat came against Harden, the last two against Moriarty. She hit a line drive right to Tori Johnson in left field in her last at-bat. 0-1 pitch coming, and it is in the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. Even count now, 1-1. So Foster, Ilfson, and Miller due up for Concordia as they look to add on. Breaking ball, strike two on the outside. Nice pitch there from Moriarty. Moriarty gets the sign she likes. Here it comes. Misses upstairs, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a foul ball off to the right. Rodriguez gets a new baseball from home plate umpires, throws it over to Moriarty. We'll get ready for another 2-2 pitch to Foster. Here it comes. Ooh, just missed there with a breaking ball off the plate away. Full count now to Foster. Foster has run the count full, waiting for a payoff pitch. Here it comes. Swinging a high pop-up. Lanza coming in, and she will make the catch almost in the infield behind the shortstop. So Lanza made a play on a ball that looks like it was going to get hairy there for a second, but sometimes those pop-ups, or it's in between a couple of fielders, can give a team some trouble, but Lanza makes the play. Foster is retired. And here's Eilfson. First pitch to her is in the dirt, misses with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Eilfson is 1-for-2. Hit a ground ball to shortstop the first time, but had an infield hit in the third. 1-0 pitch coming. It is swung in and missed on a pitch down low and away there. It's 1-1. Moriarty looking to get her team back into the dugout here. 1-1 pitch coming. Breaking ball, strike two. Off-speed pitch there for Moriarty. And that pitch has a lot of break on it, but in a way can be used a lot like a changeup, where that off-speed kind of makes that front leg buckle of a hitter. 1-2 pitch is coming. Fastball misses upstairs. 1-2-2. And you saw Eilfson there. She put out her bat, similar to how Dresser does it, to try to time up, square up Moriarty. She's doing it again here. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Set a ball way off the plate. Moriarty gets her, and Eilfson never really looked comfortable in that bat at all. So she goes down on strikes for the second out. And here is Miller. Hannah Miller steps in. She's 1-for-2. Singled in the third inning, hit by a pitch in the first. Hit a comebacker to Moriarty her last time up in the fifth. Count his 0-1 on her here. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Moriarty. In the dirt, misses down low. It's 1-1. Both bullpens quiet. So this is Harvey's game to finish in the seventh. 1-1 pitch is grounded down the line, foul. Out of play down the third base side. 1-2. One and two, two outs. Nobody aboard here for Concordia, as it's been 4 1/3 of shutout baseball for Moriarty as 1-2 pitch misses in the dirt. 2-2 count now on Miller. Dresser is in the on-deck circle and would hit next if Hannah Miller can reach. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Ooh, I thought that was going to be strike three call. Just missed off the plate away. Great pitch there from Moriarty. But it is a full count now, 3-2. Here's the payoff, and it is a ball popped up behind shortstop. Coming in is Johnson, and she makes the catch as she calls off Reyes, and that's going to end the inning. Penguins are going to need some more seventh inning magic here if they're going to want to avoid another game one loss here at Penguin Field. Harvey is back out there. They've got their work cut out for them. But as we saw yesterday, this team may have a little liking for the dramatic as they came in yesterday trailing in the seventh 1-0. They got a solo home run to tie the game from a pinch hitter and then ended up winning the game when they were trailing by a run again in the bottom of the 10th. So we'll see if more dramatic events are in place or in the future here in this game. Harvey has been pretty much untouchable to this point. Six innings, two hits allowed, two walks, four strikeouts. And she's only thrown 65 pitches through six innings, which is a pretty low pitch count. And she has had a pretty, she's walked a couple of hitters, but for the most part has had a very good control of the zone and really has had a control of this game and this lineup through the entire game. As Harden steps into the box, she will lead things off. So, starting pitcher versus starting pitcher. Harden made an early exit in game one. She is singled and walked. She is one for one. Walked in her last at-bat in the fourth. Harden hits a little shallow line drive center field. That one's going to fall right in front. Right in front of Dresser in center field. So that's a good way to start for the Penguins here in the bottom of the seventh. It's Harden's second hit of the day. Here is Reyes now. Reyes is 0 for 2, has popped up twice. There's a foul ball on the first pitch. It's 0-1. Reyes and then Rodriguez is on deck. Emily Jin is in the hole. No balls, one strike on Reyes. Here's the 0-1 pitch to her. It's a swing and a foul straight back. 0-2 now on Reyes. She has definitely improved her game as the season has gone on. Much more clean shortstop. As she swings and pops this one up, could be playable for Rodriguez, not in time. Looks like she didn't really have a beat on that ball from the beginning. I feel like if she would have got a good look at that ball right from the start, she would have had a chance to get to it as it landed in foul territory before it got to the backstop. But Rodriguez didn't get there in time. Still 0-2. Harden is ready. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Swing and a chopper foul on a check swing there by Reyes on a pitch up above the belt. No balls and two strikes. Swing and a ball hit well into right field. Iglesias there makes the catch. In foul ground. In fair ground, right in front of the foul line for the first out. So Reyes is retired. Here is Shannon Rodriguez. Pitch to her is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. A little bit of action going in the bullpen for Concordia. 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez is just a little bit high, misses 1-1. Rodriguez is 0-2, reached on a fielder's choice in her last at bat. Swings and fouls one straight back here on the 1-1 pitch. It's 1-2 now on Rodriguez. Jin is in the on-deck circle. Harden, who led the inning off with a single, is on first. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed on a pitch up above the belt. And Rodriguez, for the second time in this game, goes down on strikes. That's five strikeouts for Harvey. As Jin steps into the plate, two outs, the last chance for the Penguins as they're down to their final out. She is 0-for-2, grounded out to shortstop her last time up. Takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Five runs on 8 hits for Concordia. No ones, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Dominican so far. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Out of play, 0-2. Kelsey Goodner, looks like number 20, has also made her way into the bullpen, throwing a couple warm-up pitches. 0-2 pitch coming. It's a swing and a foul ball. Third base, first base side, lands out of play. Runners, Harden was on the move on that pitch. And it's 2-strike count. 2-strike, 2-out. Count is still 0-2. Harvey looking to finish this one off. 0-2 pitch coming. It's a swing and another foul ball. Harden was moving again on that pitch. Bolin would be next. 0-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Harvey strikes out Bolin. And that is going to end the ball game, folks. 6 strikeouts for Harvey. Finishes it off for the Eagles. And the Eagles take game 1 by a score of 5-0. What a pitching performance we have seen from Harvey on these last 2 days. She has been absolutely phenomenal. Grayson Harvey, a sophomore pitcher, an underclassman showing some upperclassman-type dominance here at Penguin Field. 14 shutout innings for Harvey in the last 2 games. Her final line, 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. And she did it in under 80 pitches here this afternoon. And a quick game, as final game time will be under an hour and a half here at Penguin Field. So that estimated 2 o'clock start time will probably be almost right on the money here. And if you want to follow what's happening in game 2, the statistics are being kept updated here on points on the Stretch Network on the Dominican website. If you want to follow along, you go to the Dominican Athletics website, which is DominicanAthletics.com. You go click on Women's Softball, and there you will find the statistics, live statistics updated from the athletic department here from Dominican University and Penguin Field. Fortunately, we will be unable to bring you coverage of game 2. We have some broadcasters feeling under the weather this afternoon, so it's kind of hard to broadcast a game if you don't have a voice. So sometimes it just, that's how it goes. There's famous stories about certain broadcasters who have actually had to miss games because of illness, something you don't see too much in, but it happens, and not really too much you can do about it. And, you know, we would love to bring game 2 for you, but fortunately, with our circumstances, we apologize, we can't bring it to you. But this is going to conclude our coverage here on Penguin Radio. The Penguins lose 5-0. Final stats for both teams: 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Concordia. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Penguins. Caitlin Harden and Taylor Munoz, the only 2 Penguins to record a hit off of Harvey in the first game. And like yesterday, that's just not going to get the job done. And Harvey was just phenomenal, and will keep you The stats will keep you up to date on what's happening in Game 2. We'll see you here on Penguin Radio in a couple of weeks as the Penguins will be off on their Hawaii road trip, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, starting this next week. So they will be seeing Chaminade, BYU Hawaii, Hawaii Hilo on that road trip, and Chaminade, and they will look to get a victory here in Game 2 to split another doubleheader and go 2-2 on these four games. They are 1-2 to this point. And Concordia will look to get a winning record out of the last 2 days. And they improve their record here with the victory to 18-2. Dominican falls to 3-11. So that's going to do it here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Jeff Safford signing off one more time here for Penguin Radio. Penguins drop a tough one here in Game 1, 5-0. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Yoga, Zumba, weight training classes, and more. At Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center offers a wide range of amenities to benefit your everyday health and wellness.
Do you want that freshman 15? I don't think so.
So come on down to the Conlon Center. And while you're there, don't miss a second of the Penguin basketball games and volleyball matches that are held in the gymnasium.
And the Penguins win 78-76. The unthinkable has happened at the Conlon Center.
Not on a sports team, but want to play? No problem.
All DU students are encouraged to participate in rec sports. After a practice or a game, you can cool off by jumping into the pool. It's all at the Conlon Center.
Only at Dominican University of California.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold.